This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The San Luis Valley District Attorney is stepping down from office. Alonzo Payne sent a letter of resignation to the governor yesterday, a day after the state attorney general Phil Weiser ordered Payne and his staff to treat victims of crime with respect. That order was the result of an investigation that found Payne's office yelled at, belittled, and ignored victims. Payne was also facing a recall election. In his letter, he said he was resigning to, quote, spare the cost and divisiveness of a recall election. Attorney General Weiser's office will fill in as DA for the 12th Judicial District until Governor Polis can select a temporary replacement. Pepsi says it will build its largest U.S. plant in Denver. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the company chose Colorado over three other states for the site.
The 1.2 million square foot facility will sit on roughly 152 acres of land near Denver International Airport. Denver is giving Pepsi $1 million in cash incentives for the project, to be doled out in installments. As part of the deal, all 250 employees at Pepsi's Brighton Boulevard plant in Denver's Rhino neighborhood will move to the new location. Pepsi says it'll create an additional 250 jobs as well. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado drivers have lots of room for improvement. That's one takeaway from a new CDOT survey. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
10% of Colorado drivers say they rarely or never stop for pedestrians. One out of five say they drive within 2 hours of drinking alcohol. Nearly as many say they regularly speed. None of these data points have changed too much since last year. But state safety officials say such behaviors have still likely contributed to Colorado's ongoing rise in traffic fatalities. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
This is CPR News. It's 206.